You're listening to SEN Top End Footy for Chemist Warehouse, always here for you, and for cfsgear.com.au.
Welcome back to the Top End. Welcome back to Morara Oval here this afternoon. Not too far away now. Woodville West Torrens from the SANFL taking on the NTFL Buffaloes here. Should be a fantastic game of footy, building on the match from last season. Glenelg took on the NTFL Buffaloes and NTFL Buffaloes won that game by 24 points. You're here this afternoon with Shannon Byrne, Brenton Toy and Dominic McCormack. And wonderful to have a guest joining us here this afternoon, the 340 games record holder for the Adelaide Crows, formerly of the Darwin Footy Club, the dual Norm Smith medalist, dual premiership player with the Adelaide Crows, and I'm very pleased to say, taught by my father when he went to St. John's College. Good afternoon, Andrew McLeod.
Hey, Dom. How are you guys? How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for giving up some time to come and have a chat with us on the radio. We're really interested in hearing from you this afternoon about your experiences, your thoughts, what it was like pulling on the jumper for the NTFL team. And, of course, you have a son playing this afternoon for Woodville West Torrens.
Yeah, no, he's getting an opportunity, a bit more of the enemy rather than an ally, playing for Woodville against the... For the NTFL, but fairly mixed emotions. But he's pretty excited, obviously being a fifth generation, with our family to play footy in the territory. And I was actually talking to him this morning about that. Your grandfather's name is on the gates at the front of the Michael Long Centre there, the Armac gate. So it's a pretty proud sort of history that today that. You get to go out there and represent our family. Even though it's not for the NTFL, you still get to do it, and he was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, they're wonderful thoughts, aren't they? Wonderful experience for him. And it must take you back to your experiences, Andrew. How many games did you play in the NTFL jumper in those days?
Oh, I played in three NTFL rep games. The first one, when I was 17, played against Essendon, which was pretty exciting because that was my favourite team growing up, and getting to do that, and playing with some absolute champions of the game, of blokes like Russell Jeffries, Michael Athanasia, Dennis Duns. These are the memories that I have. Stephen Stokes, Shane Shearing, the list goes on. It was such a great team, and something that I certainly still hold fond memories of as a 45-year-old, remembering those days. And I obviously got to go on and represent the territory we played against the VFA that same year, and then I played against Fremantle and Collingwood as part of the, when I was in the, playing for the Adelaide Crows, and was able to come back and represent the territory was always something that I was keen to do, and always a special occasion.
Hey, Andrew, it's Shannon. Just on that, Nathan Buckley's actually in town and has a nice piece in the paper about, playing against St Kilda and then kind of going to the Crocodile Park and, sitting next to the likes of Harvey and just going, wow, these guys are the actual AFL. What are some of the bonuses, do you think, of having these rep games where, we just have to go through the list. There's former Brisbane Lions players and Adelaide Crows players that are coming up here. So some of these youngsters in Darwin, it is a big deal to play against some of these guys from the Eagles?
I think that it's that exposure, Shannon, like playing against quality opposition and being able to test yourself against some guys that have been able to, play at the top level and give yourself a bit of an idea of, where you're at. And, certainly I remember my time and as a 17-year-old and with stars in my eyes thinking about here's an opportunity to play against them. Some really good players, and put yourself on the map a little bit, I think the NTFL boys would be the same, and Woodville have been a really strong side, and I know they've got a young team up there, but they've been really successful over the last couple of years, won the SANFL back-to-back premierships, and these young blokes are they're pretty I guess they're itching to get themselves a bit of a crack at playing the senior side. So I think it's great. It's a great opportunity for the NTFL boys to, on the back of, I think, where they beat Glenelg as well, is that, there's always special occasions, and when you get that opportunity to play for the NTFL and wear those, the ochre, white and black, it's always something that, you get a lift, and you also get to play against some of the best players in the competition as well. Build great relationships with those guys. So it's a great opportunity. And then next week they go back and bash each other up in the NTFL competition as well.
They leave their clubs at the door just for this one game. But yes, they do bash each other up week in, week out. Hey, just quickly back to your son, Connor. As you mentioned, I think there's only 7 from last year's premiership side that are up here. So a real great opportunity for a lot of youngsters, including your young son, Connor. Tell us a bit about him and his aspirations, Andrew.
Yeah, he's had a bit of a... I guess an interrupted start to his footy. He spent a fair bit of time on the sideline through injury over the last few years, which hasn't been great. But, last year he missed 14 games. He broke his collarbone, had a plate and 6 screws inserted in there. So he didn't get to play the year before he came runner-up in his first year at the... With the Eagles in the reserves, he came runner-up in their best and fairest. They won a flag, so his aspirations is to obviously play league footy. Him along with all his teammates are pretty excited about this opportunity to go there and to showcase their talents in front of the Jay Cheedy, their coach, and get a bit of a look in, because it has been a tough side to crack, and they've got some great experience that's probably missing, but. With that comes great opportunity for these young blokes, and they'll be chomping at the bit. They play a really good system of footy, and I'm sure they'll be wanting to put themselves on show tonight.
Andrew, you talk about Connor wanting to play, of course, at the top league, as most young guys want to do. Really good piece in the paper recently about, Nathan Buckley was talking about keeping the dream alive for an AFL team here in the NT. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great for the Northern Territory to have that that aspiration of playing in the big league, and spoken to Sean Bowden a number of times about what that looks like as well, and I know that they've put a task force together, and I think as a territory. We tend to get forgotten about a little bit. I know there's been a big push for Tasmania for them to be the next AFL side, but if you look across the board, I think we bat way above our average in terms of providing talent for, you look at blokes that have played in premiership sides, blokes that have won Norm Smiths or whatever that is. I think we our averages certainly go above them. Nathan Buckley, certainly one of those. Morris Rioli's and Michael Long, Cyril Rioli's. We've been very blessed with talent, and I think that we deserve an opportunity to to put a proposal to get our a side in, and with the I think one thing I was lucky to come up in October and celebrate 10-year reunion for the NT Thunder's first premiership, something that one of my greatest football memories, to be able to come home and play alongside some of the greats of NT footy, the Isla brothers, the Miggy Villagios of the competition, Jason Rowe, who came back after playing AFL with Shannon Ruska. So I think it's great to be able to have that, keep that dream alive. We've got some great role models and great story, great history, and why can't we have one?
And Andrew, just on that, you mentioned some great names there, the Islets and also Villagio. And, these guys are actually still giving back to the sport. Anthony Villagio's head coach of St. Mary's. We've just seen Jared Islet out here coaching the women's rep side. So, you talk of these great names, and they're still involved in footy. And so they would still be around if we were able to expand and go into something like the AFL. Just finally from me, where are you going to watch or listen to the game? You obviously got a lot of interest into how your son goes tonight. Are you settling in, or are you out and about and ask how he went later?
I've settled in, Shannon. I got the live stream up. A bit disappointed we couldn't get up, but obviously with the current circumstances, it's a bit tough to be able to come home at the moment. So I'll be sitting on the couch with Rach, and we'll be watching him, and fingers crossed that he gets through uninjured, and hopefully it's a good game.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time. We certainly wish your son all the best, but perhaps not to win tonight, I have to say, from a Northern Territory perspective. Look, genuinely, though, thank you so much for your time, for taking the time to have a chat to us. And we know that you, like many others who've played footy here and then gone on, you give back in so many different ways that probably the public are not really aware of. So we appreciate your interest still in NTFL footy and in driving the cause for footy from here. So, again, thank you so much from all of us here.
No, thanks for your time, guys. Have a good call.
Andrew McLeod there. Fantastic to hear from him. Of course, his son Connor playing tonight, and a man who donned the ochre black and white with such pride and such distinction from such an early age, Brenton. You know, I remember him running around as a 17-year-old with the Darwin Buffaloes, and he was immediately one of the standout players. He was just super. Loved watching him play, and he just went on that rise so quickly.
Yep, and I don't think it mattered what colours he was wearing.
No, it didn't.
He had pride in that jumper, whether it was the double blue at the Darwin Buffaloes, the black and white at Port Adelaide, you know, the red, blue and gold at the Adelaide Crows, come back to play for Thunder. You hear about how proud he was to do that. Like, just an outstanding achievement for Andy, and he's always stayed engaged with the Territory and the players, and, you know, kept a watchful eye.
And even though, I've heard he was involved heavily in the first year of the Adelaide Crows women's side, and he really took the likes of Jazz Hewitt and Danielle Ponta under his wing, and he knew that were Territory kids that had gone away. He did the exact same thing to now. He's still in contact with all of those Darwin girls that play for the Adelaide Crows, and it's just wonderful to hear those stories, because he knows how hard it is when you go away at such a young age, or any age, to try and make it at the top.
Yep, been there, done that, and as I said and thanked him for, he's certainly still contributing. A lot of people may not know or may not notice, but certainly doing a whole lot of things behind the scenes, and NTFL footy, we really, really appreciate that. Great stuff, Andrew McLeod. This is Top End Footy on SEN. Plenty more to come after this break.